has Governor Reynolds' endorsement. Her name is Heather Hora. The other one is the mayor of Washington. His name is Jaron Rosine. He obviously does not have that endorsement. And he is now on our newsmaker line. Jaron, you're very welcome. How are you?
Hi, Simon. Thank you for having me.
You're more than welcome. Here's where I want to start. You were a Democrat before the beginning of this year. What did you hate about them that made you cross the aisle?
Well, it's certainly not that simple, but let's dig right in, Simon. I was a Republican from the age of 18, and I was a page in the Iowa Senate. I went to Bible college and was a college Republican. It's simple that for 9 years as mayor and counselor, that's non-party affiliated, and so was I. I respect that you talked the other day about how you don't change to support a candidate.
Never.
And I do, and I have. I've caucused for both.
We need to change that. Don't we need to change that, Jack? I mean, people can show up on the day, and you're encouraging them, actually, to do this. They can show up on the day. They can change their party affiliation to vote for one candidate or another. And the very next day, they can change their party affiliation as well. It's perfectly legal. Well, I want to point out it's perfectly legal, but it's morally bankrupt.
Well, that is not accurate that there's active recruitment happening. But what is happening is an honest answer to that question when it's asked on what the rules are. And Simon, you pointed this out the other day. I think the real question is why? Like, what would motivate that? And I believe, like you said, the contentious primary races, the endorsement of the governor in some of these primary races, that's meddling and unprecedented and dangerous. And it's motivating people to have a say.
Okay, it's not unprecedented, by the way. It's unusual. I'll give you that, but it's not unprecedented.
Yeah.
You still didn't answer me as why you became a Democrat, what you didn't like about the Republicans that made you become a Democrat, and now apparently you don't like them, so you're a Republican again. What happened?
That's just simply not the case, Simon. I was an independent for 9 years, and I switched to participate in the caucus. And
oh!
And I switched back to independent.
Why?
I just wanted to participate in the caucus.
Why?
Well, I caucused for someone much younger than President Biden. It didn't matter, as it turns out. And then I switched back to independent. At the end of the day, Simon, the Republican Party is the one I agree most with for the direction of our state. I've been born and bred that way, and that's where my roots are.
Okay. Who did you caucus for?
I'd rather not say. It doesn't matter. It was just a younger, much younger candidate.
Well, it does matter. I mean, look, you're asking people for their vote. They want to know who you are. So who did you caucus for? That's a perfectly legitimate question. I'm sorry?
Yeah, I caucused for a fellow mayor. I caucused for Pete Buttigieg.
Okay.
And I enjoyed learning about that process. And then I moved back to independent, where I feel like my job was to be as the mayor and city councilor.
He's pretty radical.
This is true. I wanted to participate in the process and see what that was like.
All right.
Not as clear that as you make it about hating. That's not a word that is accurate.
Okay. Well, let's talk about some Republican policies. Where do you stand on a Republican platform? Do you support it?
Great question. During the forum, I simply didn't have the platform in front of me to point out where I disagree. And where I disagree, like plank number 6 says, we encourage the repeal of any laws allowing marriage that is not between one natural man and one natural woman. And I do not believe that energy spent on reversing gay marriage is necessary or is it appropriate. And Simon, you know this, Obergefell Hodges in 2015, the Supreme Court ruled, the Iowa Supreme Court ruled on it in 2009. And it's my opinion, this shouldn't have anything to do with the job.
So that needs to come out of the Republican platform for you. I would 100% agree with you, by the way. It's ridiculous. It shouldn't have been there. From week one of me being in this job over 11 years ago, I made my position very clear about that, and it has not changed. So I agree. That shouldn't be in there. So you don't agree with that. You and I are on the same page. What else don't you agree with?
In large part, I agree with everything else. I'm, as my opponent has mentioned, a little more even-tempered. I mean, if we want to talk about abortion, I would prefer that there not be abortion. And I want to protect all life, life of mothers included. On this, I read the draft. I took counsel from two ministers. And Alito, in his draft, he divides it into three camps. The camp that's absolutely yes, the camp that is absolutely no, and the camp that is with some exception. And that's where I fall, in that third camp. You talk about ectopic pregnancy, 19.7 out of 1,000, the leading cause of maternal morbidity.
Right. So that's less than two. That's less than two in 100. I'm very clear about this. This is very easy for me. I don't know why it's complicated for everybody else. Life begins at conception. The exception for me is unless the mother's life is threatened. We do not pick the baby's life over the mother's life. If the mum is going to die because of a medical condition, we save mum. That's not complicated.
So that's why I think government needs to be careful to not rule with an iron fist that doesn't acknowledge the harsh realities and these other circumstances that are very serious.
So does life begin at conception?
Yes.
Okay. So would you support something that said life begins at conception and we will protect that in Iowa completely unless the physical health of mom is threatened?
Well, Simon, what about the case of a 14-year-old girl that would be raped?
Why do we always have to talk about the exceptions? I'm asking a very simple question. Do you believe life begins at conception? You said yes. So then the second question is, and apart from, you know, the physical well-being of the mom, the physical health of mom, if she's going to die, we pick mom. It's very sad, but we pick mom. But now you're going on to other exceptions. How many exceptions are there?
Well, I think you asked why we have to talk about them, and I believe the answer, Simon, is because they exist. They're not anecdotal. They are real, and that's why.
How many exceptions do you want?
That's an excellent question. I don't know. I just think that it's black and white. That this topic is not black and white, and any attempt to make it that way ignores harsh realities. And it's hard stuff, but the hard questions have to be asked. I don't know.
Well, as I've told my audience many times, at the moment of conception, a unique human DNA is created. This is science, okay? This isn't debatable. A unique human DNA is created at the very moment of conception. And mom would normally, her body would react to a foreign DNA inside of it by destroying it. So the first thing that the brand new baby does is it sends a message chemically to say, don't kill me, I'm a baby. So the very first act of the brand new baby is to plead for life. Should we ignore that?
No. At the core of it, I am on board with protecting life.
But there are a bunch of exceptions.
That we listen on this.
There are a bunch of exceptions is what you're saying.
I believe they exist, yes.
Okay. Let's talk about school choice. The governor is endorsing people because she believes that a conservative policy that very, very many Republicans, and you're running as a Republican, agree with, is that parents have a right to choose. It's especially true right now with some of the garbage that is going on in schools.
I support parental choice all day long. I was surprised at the endorsements in this category. With vouchers, Simon, I like some things. It's complicated. I don't categorically oppose this voucher program, but what I would oppose is legislation that would maim public education in the process.
Why would it maim public education? Because parents are taking the opportunity to leave bad public education? They're not going to leave good public education, are they? I wouldn't.
If you're diverting money straight away from it, I think that maims public education. I also think what's happening in schools is very concerning, and that vilifying teachers and weaponizing students to fearmonger in this category is is dangerous too. That's not helpful.
Who is villainizing teachers?
Have you seen that at all? Do you disagree?
I'm not seeing in fact, I'm seeing the reverse. People are very sympathetic to teachers who are being forced to teach stuff that really has got nothing to do with education.
Yeah, I think we're so fortunate in the district that I will represent that I haven't seen that. When I've attended school board meetings and council meetings, that is not something that's come up. I feel great about this district in that way.
But that's the point, right? Look, that's the point. I believe it was the superintendent in Davenport who said, look, the way we deal with this stuff is we make our schools so great nobody wants to leave. That's the point. That's what this stuff is supposed to do. It's supposed to make schools better. And what we're talking about, by the way, you keep calling them vouchers. They're not vouchers. It's education savings accounts. And the money follows the kid. That's where the money's supposed to go, isn't it? After the kid.
Okay.
But you wouldn't be in favor of the governor's bill.
Well, like many Republicans, that is the case. You say many support it. I see many that have concerns about it.
It's a real simple question. I just said you wouldn't be in support. I mean, there are others who equally wouldn't be in support of the governor's bill.
I wouldn't support legislation that cuts the legs under public education.
Okay, that's very emotive language, and that is not what is going on. I'm going to put you on hold. We've got to take a quick time out. We'll come back, and we'll let you explain yourself, because that certainly is not what's going on. All across the great state of Iowa, we're in the middle of a conversation with Jaron Rosin. He is running as a Republican. He caucused for the Democrats. It's an interesting conversation, to say the least. We're talking about the governor's proposal for school choice, which would help 10,000 if it had been passed. It did not, couldn't get Republican support. And Jaron does not support it either, because he's claiming it will hurt public education, which it won't, by the way. We've got very little time, Jaron, so I need short answers if possible. I want to try and get to a couple more points.
Okay.
So how will it hurt public education?
Well, I come from a family of educators and Republicans, for that matter. My grandfather did 35 years in the classroom. And what I'm hearing from educators is that it hurts them.
How? And
we are focusing, instead of on the 98% of students that are in public schools, this program would focus on 2%. That's a lot of energy spent on very little.
No, it's on parental choice. It's on the choice. If your school isn't delivering what you want for your kid, the money follows the kid. You should have the choice. That's it. That's what it's about. And the parents that can afford it are doing it anyway. This is designed to help parents who can't afford it. And this is designed to help them make that choice. All right. Look, as I say, we've got very little time. There was a shooting in Iowa yesterday. It's a domestic dispute. The president addressed the nation last night. He wants to take guns. Where do you stand on some of the things he said? He wants to ban what he called assault weapons. He's talking about AR-15. Should we ban them?
No, I don't think the Second Amendment is how we get there. I see mental health is how we address that.
Mm-hmm.
By the large majority of the Republican points, I am solid.
And okay.
Mental health is where that energy is.
So no banning of the AR-15. Should we restrict the size of magazines?
I think mental health.
All right, well, that was a yes or no answer. So is this. Should we raise the age when people can buy an AR-15?
Simon, mental health is...
All right, you don't want to answer me. I was going to give you a chance to give out the website. Do it now.
Rosin for House at Facebook and rosinforiowa.com. Simon, thanks for the time.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it. This is the Simon Conway Show.